Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The second hour of this program. You're invited, as always, to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Captain, you and I and another group of folks went last night to see one of these drive-in performances.
We did.
In this case, it was a comedy show by comedian Jim Brewer.
Funny guy.
Very funny.
Goat boy.
Good event as far as he was concerned. We can get into what happened and what was not so good about it coming up here in a little bit as you've had the night to reflect on it, and we'll get into that. But first, we can go to more of your calls and thoughts. And then on the way, some, well, not so good news when it comes to the economy here in the United States. You've got a story about that, Captain.
I sure do.
I hope we get a chance to get to that because that's a pretty big deal. And it's just kind of scratching the surface of a big problem. So we'll talk about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or you can, better yet, call in via our Discord server. If you want to sound good, if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just go
to... If you want to sound silky.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's really an improvement. Over at discord.lrn.fm, that's discord.lrn.fm, that'll get you into our Discord server, which is not just a way to call in. That's just one feature. It's also a way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show, and it's free, so discord.lrn.fm. To the phones, to the phone, we got David in Kansas listening in Salina to KINA. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
I love this program. I mean, this program's like one of the only programs out there where you can call in and voice your opinion of whether you disagree
or not. I know,
right?
Shocking.
Well, then carry on, my wayward son.
Well, and that's kind of what I want to talk about, you know, and listening to some of the people talk about, you know, disagreement and calling people stupid and idiots and ignorant and, you know, really... I have to say, I believe that people are stupid as a general term. People are stupid, panicky animals. But a person is smart.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to say.
No, I'm kind of with you. Nobody is as dumb as all of us, right?
Like the wisdom of crowds.
Yeah. Or the lack of wisdom of crowds. Yeah. The mob mentality.
Right.
Yeah, we're seeing that. We're seeing that today.
Yeah, we are.
In this political environment that we're living in that is being pushed by the mainstream media and, you know, it's driven me to where I no longer associate with groups of political people, regardless of whether they're the same political persuasion, i.e. little L. libertarians,
right.
Or big L libertarians, or even Republicans and Democrats, simply because I would much rather have a one-on-one discussion.
Sure.
I had a great one-on-one discussion with my neighbor who happens to be a founding member of Moms Demand Action of their local chapter here in Salina.
I'm not familiar with the group.
You know, I mean, she and I are completely polar opposites.
What is Moms Demand Action? What is the issue on which they are demanding action?
They're demanding action on the end of all firearms in the United States.
Oh, that's crazy.
Moms Demand Action sounds slightly pornographic.
Yes.
Is this a dating website I can go to for, you know, women over 35 or something?
Yeah. Mom's Hub, I think is what it is. Maybe.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, my.
But you know, the point is that had you had two groups of individuals, you know, whether it's four people, five people, 18 people together, we would not have had that great conversation. There would be shouting and yelling and, you know, being standoffish. And, you know, that's why I say the comment of all people are stupid.
Well,
an individual is smart.
Yes, collectively people act stupidly. And I say that to differentiate the difference between smart people and not smart people. So there's plenty of smart people in the world who are much smarter than I am, and much smarter than I'll ever be, who do dumb things.
Sure.
Right? People claim that, you know, some people are like, oh, you're smart. I'm like, well, nah, I don't really think so. But I also do dumb things. So if people are spot on with their analysis of me being a smart person, I certainly do dumb things on the regular. I'm sure I've done several of them probably within this program tonight.
Well, you got to do things and get them wrong in order to hopefully learn a lesson at some point and get it right from that point on.
Yeah, that's a good point. And just real quick, I want to comment on Snowden. Even if he gets the pardon, do you really think the NSA is going to let it go?
Oh, no. Well, I don't think the NSA is going to bring charges against him, but I think that what would happen if he got a pardon and actually tried to come back is they would cook up, you know, the FBI would cook up something and probably arrest him as soon as he walked into the airport.
He's toast. He's toast. Now, I honestly believe he's probably freer in Russia than he would be anywhere else in the world.
Right.
Especially in the United States. Even if he got the pardon, he'd still be freer in Russia.
I don't know how old you are, but that's a big, powerful statement.
I don't know if it's true to say that he wouldn't be freer elsewhere in the world. I suspect that there are better places to go than Russia.
Yeah, I'm a Gen Xer. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot, you know, but from what I've seen the way this country go post 9/11, from pre 9/11, and what I've seen happen with the Iron Curtain falling and the way that has gone and what Snowden has done, he's like royalty in Russia.
He should be, at least.
Yeah.
In that case.
He should be royalty in the United States.
Yeah.
Collectively, right. Yeah. You're right. The people are not smart when it comes to recognition of somebody who did them a favor. Did them a solid.
Yeah, absolutely. David, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Thanks. I appreciate it. David there in Kansas as we continue with Robert in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi. I just was listening to the first part of what you said, what you all said with regard to which is the better party for the economy with the beginning of the show.
We didn't say anything about that. That was what Jerome called in to ask a question about, and he wasn't asking which party would be best. He asked if it was regarding a Trump statement about the Democrats from around the turn of the century. But, no, I would say that no party is the best party to have. No state would be the best way to have a good economy. That way,
separation of money and state is the only answer.
Well, complete separation, of course, you can't really have. Because
sure you can.
It already
exists. That's what Bitcoin is. Cryptocurrency.
Exactly. But who's got that is what I was trying to get to.
Anyone who wants it.
I mean, well, yes, of course. But on the other hand, what government wants it? None.
Who cares whether a government wants it?
All the more reason to have it.
The economy exists with or without the state. And the state only gets in the way of the economy.
All the economy is people transacting with other people. That's
right.
You're making voluntary agreements and then using this thing to facilitate value. It's a language. It's communication. It's like music, right? Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to know how to read music or write music to know what music is, right? The same thing applies to currency, right? All it is just a language, the exchange of value between individuals. Now, what the government does is it claims a monopoly on the ability to have money. They claim that it's theirs and theirs alone to produce and allow you to use. Now,
well, not really. I mean, they still do allow people to have Bitcoin, at least. I mean, they haven't cracked down. They haven't arrested people for that.
They can't, right? Bitcoin has not asked for their permission.
Well, they could prohibit
anyways.
It. They could try to prohibit
it. They could write a law that says, but Bitcoin's illegal or something.
And that would
like
make
that.
It a lot more difficult.
But it would also increase its value.
It could.
Everything that the government tries to do to shut down cryptocurrency only increases its value. Which is great. It's the complete exact thing that the people need.
Yeah, that's the way you separate the church. The state from money.
Yeah.
Same difference, huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Robert.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Remember at the beginning we had the barter system? I mean, we had barter bureaus. Remember that?
I'm familiar with the system.
No, I wasn't alive for barter. But, I mean, I have bartered.
Yeah, I didn't spend much time, you know, doing bartering because money has existed in my lifetime. So it's more efficient to use a, you know, sort of semi-universal go-between, a medium of exchange, if you will. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, you know, we were going to get into the comedy show thing that we did last mm-hmm. night, the drive-in. But since our last caller was bringing up economic issues, why don't you pull up that story, Captain, if you don't mind, about the U.S. economy. And there's a real bad indicator that is rearing its ugly head.
Yeah, so this is from VOA News.
VOA meaning the Voice of America.
Voice of America News, voanews.com.
But actually AP,
it's
right?
From the AP. Yeah. AP explains, the U.S. debt will soon exceed the size of the entire economy.
The U.S. debt will exceed the size. So the government's debt.
Yes.
Will exceed the size of the entire economy for, what, 1 year,
yes.
I presume?
Okay. Yes.
Meaning this is the first time that's happened in some long period of time.
Since the end of World War II.
Okay. Got it.
So, more on this.
That's bad.
It's horrible. If you don't understand what that means, stand by and I'll explain it to you. The U.S. government's war against the coronavirus, which is an accurate description. It's more like the war against people with coronavirus as the excuse.
Yeah, well, sure. The same thing's true of the war on drugs.
Right.
War on people.
It's imposing the heaviest strain on the Treasury since America's drive to defeat Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan three quarters of a century ago. The Congressional Budget Office has warned that the government this year will run the largest budget deficit as a share of the economy since 1945, when World War II ended. That means next year, the federal debt, which is the sum of year-after-year annual deficits,
mm-hmm.
the federal debt is forecast to exceed the size of the entire American economy for the first time since 1946.
Wow.
Within a few years, it's on track to set a new high. So,
well, of course,
for those of you who are...
setting a new record high every second.
Right, yeah. So for those of you listening who don't... let me simplify it for you. The geographic area known as the United States, all the businesses combined generate, we'll call it $10. To make the math simple,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, the federal government extracts money via taxes, so it takes, let's call it $2 from the entire country, right? Leaving everybody with
way less
remainder
than
eight, right?
Take,
okay,
yeah.
So they take $5,
yeah.
right? They take $5. Now, what they also do then is they borrow against future taxation,
mm-hmm.
right? So they borrow, in this case, another $10.
Right.
Exceeding the size of the entire economy, that the entire amount of dollars that all of the businesses in the United States produce.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. That's not good.
I mean, if
not
that's
sustainable,
that is a recipe for hyperinflation. If you've never studied hyperinflation, please go to your favorite search engine, I like DuckDuckGo, and type in hyperinflation and start reading on hyperinflation. Because guess what? Coming soon.
There was a really interesting story that I don't know if we're ever going to get on the air, but because it's lengthy and really detailed, but there's an excerpt I'm going to take from it because it's relevant here, Captain. This is from the Winklevoss twins, who are the founders of Gemini Cryptocurrency Exchange.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys by no means are, you know, they like to saddle up with the state. They like to cozy up with the state. They've asked for permission to run their exchange.
They've got a license and all that.
So, but they've done a really good analysis of the failure of the dollar in the U.S. system. And so here's just a little bit. So it says here, from 2009 to 2019, the U.S. debt to GDP ratio, GDP being the sort of the production of the economy,
gross right? domestic product,
swelled from 83% to 106%. So as of 2019, debt to GDP ratio was 106%, meaning that the debt is way more, as you're saying here, than the production of the economy. So
right.
That actually happened, apparently, as of a year ago. Post-COVID, it's on track to hit 135% by September of this year. So this was written last month. So this month,
right now,
it's supposed to be up to 135%, which is huge. And to bottom line this, the U.S. debt to GDP ratio will grow more this year than it did over the entire prior decade. So put that into perspective for a moment. I mean, the government has been going crazy for our lifetimes with spending. I mean, that doesn't matter. You know, Democrats, Republicans, they get in there and they spend like crazy. Whether they tax more or less is immaterial. Right. They're still spending like crazy. So the debt-to-GDP ratio will grow more this year than it did over the entire prior decade, which is crazy. And finally, China's debt-to-GDP ratio was 300% entering COVID and has grown to 318% as of quarter one 2020. So the rest of the world is not faring any better. Yeah. But it's a race to the bottom. Is what it is.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to point out, and I know we've pointed it out, well, every time we talk about economics, or at least we should point it out every time we talk about economics, is the money that your government is borrowing is going to be paid back by your children and their unborn children.
That's right.
Not going to be paid back by you. So you're literally conscripting unborn children and saddling them with debt before they're even conceived.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad to, I mean, I'm not going to tell people what to do, but I wouldn't want to bring a kid into the world in this day and age with this crazy COVID stuff going on, with people being so insane and antisocial. I mean, I would feel bad raising a dog right now, because people won't even stop to pet dogs on the street anymore. It seems like that's how bad things have gotten.
Yeah. From this same article, the annual deficit, which is the gap between what the government spends and what it collects in taxes, will hit $3.3 trillion in the budget year that ends September 30th. That amounts to 16% of America's gross domestic product, again, GDP, which is the broadest measure of economic output. Not in 75 years has a deficit been that wide. Yes, wider than your mom. It's true. All you moms that demand action, you might be wide, but not as wide as the deficit.
Yeah. Well, that's the government for you.
Yeah. So, again, Bitcoin.
Well, right, and I'm glad you brought it back to that. We actually had some comments in our Discord server in the on-air chat room. Devoured says that crypto is nice, but it's not a main investment, he says. It's way too volatile.
Right now.
Well, I mean, we don't know when it's ever going to settle down. Maybe it never will. I don't know.
I mean, if it's possible to look at pre-government economies, right, and we're talking about currencies that existed, you know, sort of before governments claimed the monopoly on printing it, right, or when it was at least backed by stuff. Currencies have always been competing, and the market has always been volatile. That's the nature of the market. That's how it's supposed to work. You are supposed to have choice in the market. You are not supposed to be forced to just use Federal Reserve notes or FRNs, right? There should be choice. Each community should be able to issue their own currency if they want to. Individuals can issue their own currency. There should be no government stopping you from doing any of this as long as you have a competitive product.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming on the economy, COVID craziness, whatever happens to be on your mind. We'll talk about the drive-in comedy show that we saw, why it matters. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As people enjoy the holiday weekend, officials are reminding people to take precautions during the pandemic. Governors are warning people about the risks of not staying safe. Kate Brown is the governor of Oregon.
As we head into the long weekend, I do want to remind Oregonians across the state to make smart choices when it comes to COVID-19.
The number of states reporting rising numbers of new cases went from 8 2 weeks ago to 27. As for a vaccine, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
I know everybody thinks that we're rushing for a vaccine, and we are, because we want to stop infections and we want to stop this ongoing mortality. There is one reason to have a vaccine, and that's so that we can prevent ongoing infections and the mortality that comes from that.
This is USA Radio News. A nonprofit company used by many older Americans is continuing to make record profits. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
AARP finances its operations by overcharging members for health care policies through its billion-dollar relationship with United Health Group. That's according to a new public policy report. Despite its nonprofit status, AARP's profits have been increasing for years, largely due to the organization's practices of marketing its products and services. That's according to a new report published by the public policy think tank American Commitment. AARP reported a profit of $246 million in 2018. The study also found that membership dues were only 18% of AARP's revenue in 2018. 57% of ARP's revenue from 2018 came from royalty fees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And do you think that your favorite politician, if you have one, is somehow going to fix the problem where the debt to GDP ratio is now higher than it's been in our lifetimes? It is 106% as of 2019, and this year it's expected to hit 135%. Do you think the Democrats or the Republicans are going to do anything at all to change this? If you're welcome, or you're welcome to comment if you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I do want you to know about Liberty Dot menu. It is a place for liberty-minded folks, so people who are voluntarists or, you know, freedom-loving anarchists or libertarians, to go and get connected with other businesses run by people that are like-minded. That's what Liberty Dot menu is doing. It's bringing people together, allowing people to sort of put out there the things that they do, hang out their digital shingle, so to speak, at Liberty Dot menu. It's for individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if you don't agree with the non-aggression principle, you don't belong at Liberty Dot menu. If you do, get on over there and you can list the things that you do, maybe your business or an event that you're an organizer of, or if you got digital content you want to promote. You can do all of that there at Liberty.menu, and it's free, so why not? You know, unless you want to keep hiding your beliefs, I get you. You know, it's a scary world out there. But if you want other people to know, then get to liberty.menu and list your stuff so people can find you. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and I think you might have a couple more points that you want to share from this story about how dismal things look economically on the horizon and in the immediate future as well. Let's go to Glenn in South Carolina, listening to WTMA. I mean, we haven't even talked about all the businesses that are closing permanently this year.
No, we haven't. I read an article recently that half of the small businesses in San Francisco alone will remain closed permanently.
It's not just San Francisco.
Half of the small businesses.
It's also a big cities all over the place. So,
how you doing, guys?
Glenn, go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. I just want to let you know that a lot of businesses down here in South Carolina ain't even open yet. He got permission by the governor. He says, y'all supposed to be behaved adults and supposed to act like with a mask and everything. We got one place in Charleston that's enacting orders that you have to have masks on. People just don't get it with this thing and need to enact.
When you say people don't get it, what do you mean? What do you mean by people don't get it?
Well, they don't go 6-foot rule. I mean, we've seen people today in the line getting seafood, and they wasn't even 6 foot.
Good.
They wasn't even wearing masks.
Good. How do you feel about that? Does that upset you? Or does it make you feel good?
Not one bit, because I'm a soldier as well, and I took an oath to foreign or domestic to fight any enemy. To me, this is an enemy. So for a while right now, we got to protect our freedom and
well, hold on. When you say you're fighting, well, hold on. When you're identifying the enemy, can you be clear with me who you consider the enemy to be?
Both China and the virus.
The virus is the enemy.
They did something wrong.
Okay. So what is it that you want to do to fight the virus? Exactly.
Everywhere in the world. Real quick.
Glenn, what do you want to do to fight the virus since you consider that the enemy?
I would like to enact the vaccine program, but hopefully that the health people are doing that now.
What kind of vaccine program?
So
what do you mean by that?
We could get back to normal.
Glenn, what do you mean by a vaccine program?
You know, to get the money coming in. I know that word money. But still, it's going to take it to get a vaccine invented. They're doing it now.
But what are you going to do with the vaccine? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the vaccine? Let's say you have it. What are you going to do?
Well, we need to distribute that throughout the world, and that way
what if I don't want it?
Inoculated.
What if I don't want it?
That's up to you.
Oh, is it?
Everybody else has got more sense and get inoculated.
Okay. So Glenn's vaccine program, won't be forcing vaccines onto people if you were in charge?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not forcing anything. I'm just
cool,
going to make...
Yeah, because I don't trust the government. See?
I wonder, Glenn, do you think that the vaccine will negate or otherwise defeat, knock out, kill the coronavirus?
It would.
No, actually it won't, because the flu vaccine doesn't even kill the flu.
Well, I know that, but...
And the flu is another form of coronavirus.
It'll weaken it, you know, where we'll be safe again to go out and about. And
it's already safe.
Yeah, I'm plenty safe right now, Glenn. I mean, I don't know why you're so afraid of what barely even exists from what I can tell. I mean, there's almost no one who is connected into my life that has even been sick.
The CDC even corrected their own numbers to show that just 6% of those who died, who they claimed died of coronavirus, are actually died. Right, so they revised their own numbers to go, oh, oops, we made a mistake. It was only 6% of what we claimed earlier.
Thank you, Glenn, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, not interested in a vaccine. Not interested in being told what to put into my body. Not interested in being told what to put on my body. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not interested in it.
Yeah, we were talking during the break, and I said something along the lines of the masks are the mark of the obedient.
It's true.
Right? It's the same thing as, oh, I don't know, a serial number tattooed on your arm, a chip embedded under your skin.
I know that some of the people are wearing them because they believe in them, and others are wearing them because they're afraid of what might happen to them, but either way, it's obedience. And so if you are sick of these masks and you're against the masks, then you really need to start acting like it and stop wearing them.
Like if you were wearing a mask before COVID, there might be an exception. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and you'd see this from time to time. You know, I lived on the West Coast, and you would see in Chinatown some
Asians,
wearing a mask occasionally for whatever reason.
Yeah, whatever.
You know,
it might be sick.
Okay, far out, solid, and right on. But their choice, and, you know, nobody ever made fun of them for doing it that I'm aware of. You know, they didn't make fun of anybody else.
I never thought it was strange. I was over in Japan last year for a semi-working vacation, and I saw it on the streets, and it was, you know, on occasion. You know, I wouldn't say it was more than maybe a 20th or a 1/15th of the population or whatever. And I never thought it was like a weird thing. I would never make fun of somebody for wearing a mask. So I don't think there was ever any kind of... I know that some people, like our co-host Mark, believes there's a stigma on people who wore masks prior to this, and he's glad that that stigma's gone. And I mean, maybe
some
people who...
I was not aware of it, but okay, sure.
Let's go to Greg. He's in Daytona, Florida, listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to make a comment. Seems like every time I turn around, the government's talking about cutting Social Security benefits.
Mm.
What they ought to be cutting is the money that goes out of this country to Israel and Egypt and Ukraine and whoever else has got their hand out.
You're right. The majority of the United States budget goes to the military. Like, the entire funding of Social Security, you know, is a tiny fraction of the entire federal budget.
And his foreign aid, and foreign aid is also, you know, not insignificant. Right?
Right. So military expenditures are the largest piece of the pie. It would take nothing for the government to reduce their output of military expenditures by, 10% and fund every social program that they have.
Yes, I agree with that 110%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily in total agreement. I think that Social Security should also be abolished along with the rest of the federal government.
I'm just saying that it would be real easy for them to reallocate some dollars and take care of it, but they don't.
They don't. That's right.
They use it as a political football during the election season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you can't trust these people. So when they say that it's going to be there for you, it doesn't matter if they're telling the truth or not, because there's no responsibility for them. So if a congressperson or some other bureaucrat says, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of you. Don't you worry. We're going to take care of you when you get old. We're here for you. We're the government. But then later it may turn out that, nope, we don't have enough money. We're going to raise the age of retirement.
You didn't check the right box, so you're not eligible. You know, all sorts of things.
So, you know, they can do whatever they want, and there's no liability that they have to you. It's not like you have a contract with them for Social Security, and it's not like even if you did have a contract that they wouldn't be able to change it anyway. They're the government. They wrote the thing, and they run the courts, so they can do anything that they want. And the best thing you can do, Greg, and thank you for your call, man, I do appreciate it, is to prepare yourself and not rely on these people. So what does that mean? Well, I'm not going to give financial advice, but I like precious metals. I like cryptocurrency as alternatives to
ammunition.
Ammo's fine, too. You can share your thoughts. Greg, thank you for your call. There's more coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and
100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
L. Captain Kickass.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We want to do say thank you to the folks over at AnyPay, because I just love the work that they do at AnyPay. It makes it super easy to accept cryptocurrency payments at your local business. That's where they got their start. 3 years ago, actually. They've been around that long now. And just recently, I think last month, they announced a major change that is a huge improvement on their system that actually allows people with WordPress websites. Now, if you're not into the behind the scenes of websites, you probably don't know most of the time you're looking at a WordPress website.
Right.
There's a lot of them out there. I mean, a lot of them. A good chunk of the world's websites, I think it's like a quarter of them at least, are running on the WordPress platform. And of those WordPress sites, others have, some of them have what they call the WooCommerce plugin, meaning they're selling things from their site. So you've probably purchased things through WooCommerce. And again, it's not on Front Street what the name of these systems are, right? Like, you just know you're buying an item from your favorite website.
Right.
But it's WooCommerce that's usually running the back end of these WordPress sales sites. And so if you've already got a system, if you already have a product for sale on a WordPress WooCommerce site, and you want to start accepting cryptocurrency payments, it really could not be any easier. All you have to do is just download the AnyPay plugin for your WooCommerce and then activate it. Put in your email address for your AnyPay account. You're done. That's it. I mean, bing, bang, boom. You're accepting crypto on your website thanks to AnyPay. You can go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And you can learn more about what they got going on there. It's really exciting stuff that they're working on. So kudos. AnyPayInc.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Archie is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Archie?
Yeah. I just want to make a comment.
Okay.
I think
I think this country is going to be going down the wrong path.
Oh, really?
Texas ever turns Democrat instead of Republican.
Texas? I mean, that doesn't seem very likely, does it?
I hope not.
But you're calling from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're blue state too right now.
So you're saying the country will go down a wrong path if Democrats are elected? That's what you believe?
If Texas turns Democrat, I think we are.
Now what is it that you think is... So does that suggest that you mean the country's on the right path right now?
Better than under Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Biden from Biden.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that I think Joe Biden is a good person. I think he's, you know, a despicable person because he's a politician, and who knows what he's doing with these children. But regardless, Captain, you just told us that the government's debt is now greater than the entire output, was it, of the United States economy?
The GDP, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Archie, is that what you're saying is the right direction?
It's going to be a lot worse than Joe Biden.
All right, that's all you got. Thanks for the call tonight.
I'm going to give that caller one sniff. Right? He wasn't, you know,
I don't know what he was sniffing.
On the scale of 1 to 5, we'll just give him 1 on the Biden sniffing scale.
Yeah, I don't know whether it was Biden sniffing him or if he was sniffing something, but that guy was having a good time. It sounded like, 855, 450, free like freedom. You can control the airwaves here. Pat is in northern Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hi, Pat. You're on the air. Pat.
Well, I'm thinking back through history. You guys are talking about the government fulfilling promises and whatnot. How many different minorities were promised 40 acres and a mule?
Right. Yeah.
You think anybody's still waiting on that damn 40 acres and that mule there?
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. I think they're handing it out.
You know, but that it's never been delivered.
No, yeah, and while you're mentioning these things, what about some of the lies that were told to the Native Americans when they put them on the reservations?
Geronimo and them were promised 40 acres of mule to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of tickles my Elmo that the Democratic Party chose the jackass for their emblem. And it's the only critter on the planet that can't reproduce itself.
That is funny. I never thought about that before.
Well, and the other one's the elephant, too, right?
Even if they claim it's the donkey, it still takes a donkey to make a jackass.
That's a good point. Pat, anything else you want to share?
No, I just wanted to run that by you.
Thank you. Thanks, Pat. I do appreciate it.
I actually think the jackass should be the you know, animal symbol for both parties.
Sure. Why not? They suck. They both do.
I mean, they're all jackasses.
They're awful,
so,
they're awful human beings. They're awful. They destroy life through their actions with the state. They destroy the economy.
They don't produce anything.
No.
They don't do anything.
They're like a giant tick.
Yeah.
That just feeds and feeds and grows and grows.
They stick the American people with a straw that draws blood. The blood is money. Yeah. Your life's effort they take from you and then have the audacity to say, we decide what to do with all of this money that you have no say in.
Yep, and they'll print more out if they want to as well. So they don't even have to. The system's so insidious, they don't even have to tax you.
Right.
They could abolish the income tax tomorrow and just start printing more wildly.
Yeah,
they wanted to.
They just did like a couple trillion, right?
Trillions, and it's not over. The year's not over yet. We still got 3 more months of this to go. You know, so who knows how bad it's going to be by the time 2021 arrives. The toll-free number is 855-453. Captain, was there more that you wanted to share from the AP story on the terrible news about the economy?
Yeah, this article just asks a few questions, and I'm going to fill in the words that they missed when I read through this, because I think it's important. And then if you want to read this article, you listeners, you can go find it on our Twitter feed or wherever.
Yeah, twitter.freetalklive.com. But better yet, follow us on Mastodon, which is a more decentralized system, over at toot.freetalklive.com or telegram.freetalklive.com. All that content is the same, so it's up to you which one you prefer.
So it asks the question, why is the budget so lopsided? And it says, and I'm going to embellish here. The U.S. government was already deeply in debt even before the virus struck in March.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
The budget has absorbed the expenses of the 2007 to 2009 Great Recession. The federal benefits for the retirements of the vast baby boom generation and the cost of President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cut. Okay, all true. Last year, the debt burden reached 79% of GDP, the highest since 1948. Then came the government mandates surrounding the, quote, pandemic, unquote.
That's interesting. The claim there is that the debt ratio was 79% last year, while this article claims it was 106.
Yeah,
so I wonder how they're measuring these things.
There's a different measure, I think.
Either way, it's bad. Either way, whichever set of numbers you choose, it's not good.
The government mandates caused the economy to tumble into a sickening freefall as businesses were forced to shut down and millions of Americans hunkered down at home to avoid violating the government mandates and or infection.
So the word forced, I'm guessing, was not in the original article you added.
So here, I'll just read you. So I've embellished. Then came the pandemic. The economy tumbled into a sickening freefall as businesses shut down and millions of Americans hunkered down to avoid the infection.
Yeah. A lot of it, as you pointed out, under government mandate.
Yes.
And the thing is, we don't know what it would be like if people were ever free to choose in the United States. That didn't happen for the most part here. There might be some states that were less crackdown-y than others, but it's been bad.
It's supposed to be about choice, right? Freedom roughly translated.
If you had freedom, you would be able to choose.
Means choice. I should always be able to choose in any situation. Right. And that freedom has been taken away from you courtesy of the organization filled with thieves and liars and murderers called government.
Right. I mean, we got a guy in our Twitch chat, Tony from Revere. He says it's a $300 fine in his city for walking in public with no mask. So I don't know which city he's in. I don't know if it's one of those. So there's two different sort of enforcement types that are going on out there. There's what's happening here in New Hampshire, where it's like they say that it's an order and you have to follow it, but they're not actually fining anybody.
Yeah.
Apparently, like in Nashua, there's an ordinance that Nashua's a city in New Hampshire. There's an ordinance that requires masks with a $1,000 fine, but no one has been issued said fine as of yet, which means no one can challenge that in court necessarily if they haven't actually been fined, or it's not as easy to challenge.
I mean, all of these laws are difficult to enforce, right? We know that there's so many laws on the books that they can't even be counted.
I mean, it's not that difficult to enforce this law, Captain. I mean, they're doing it in Miami, for instance, where they actually have 39 or something cops.
Yeah, if they focused on it, yes. Yeah. I'm just saying that, that enforcement of all of the laws is very difficult. Enforcement of certain laws, not so difficult, right? So it depends on where they put their effort with the force part of enforcement.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. And a full hour to go here on this live Saturday edition. We'll get into the story, not really a story, but our experience of going to one of these drive-in shows.
Round three, fight.
Yeah, in hour three, coming up, Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.